Got your Bible? Let's open up to the book of Genesis, chapter. We'll look over here in chapter number 2 and chapter number 3. And I'll be looking back and forth, but we'll read some in chapter number 3. I appreciate the goodness of God on us. Don't you thank God for that? And I hope that I know at least this half over here could maybe see whenever Liam and Jude Clay was up singing, and boy, there's a letting her go when it came to that. God is still good, amen. Hey. And when God got to stepping in, Liam even raised his hand. Well, that got to helping me, amen. Maybe that don't do nothing for you, and I understand. Probably in his heart, he don't really understand what he's doing. But ain't it something that God's put in our heart all across this room and innate nature to want to worship the God of heaven? Amen. Yes. Bible says this in the book of Genesis, chapter number 3. Again, very familiar scripture. You pray for us tonight that God will breathe fresh life into an old text. Bible says this in verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, and yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. And God said, in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. When the woman saw the tree was good for food, it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree desired to be make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves apron. I want you to notice particularly the next two verses, or next three, is where our text will come from. It said they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord called unto Adam and said, where art thou? He said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. Heavenly Father, we bow our head before you, Lord, one more time. And to God, I am thankful for everything. I thank you for the good Sunday school act. I thank you, God, for the good word of God. I thank you, Lord, for 1 John and the blessed assurance that it's given me time and time again. I thank you for every heart and home that's here. I thank you, Lord, no doubt. These folks here that are away from God. But Lord, I pray by the help of the Holy Ghost, Lord, may you find them out this morning. I pray for those that are lost. Oh God, on their way to a devil's hell. And not realizing, Lord, really what's awaiting hold of. I pray, God, that this would be the day, and that, oh God, you'd prick their heart, and they'd turn their hearts and minds out of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, one more time. And God, may we not say nothing that you'd not want us to. And I pray to say everything that you would. God, I love you today. I thank you for being so merciful to me. I thank you for being so gracious to me. And no doubt, God, you should have gave up a long time ago. But I thank you for the mercy I've been extended to my soul. Help us now, Lord, we do pray. Ask you all these favors in Christ's name. Amen and amen. You be seated. I want to call your attention to this verse. And we all know the text. Hey, so no doubt in my mind, if you've been around the house of God any length of time at all, you know about this story. And you understand that, boy, there was a time in Genesis chapter 2 when the sweet God of heaven reached down and he formed man out of the dust of the earth. Thank God, I like what it said. I said, and he breathed life into his nostrils, and man became a living being. You understand how that boy starting on that day. It was not that Adam and Eve knew redemption, but they knew what it was to be clothed in innocence. They did not know sin and didn't have the concept of it. All they knew was that, thank God, God God had put on them. A spirit of innocence. But oh, listen, friend. And the devil doesn't care too much for that. And so we come up in this day. And thank God. Amen. And we come up in this time. And the devil shows up. And you understand through temptation. And trying to lure man away from God. And the Bible said they bid on the bait. And what we find is his. And their eyes was open. And there's no longer innocent. Oh, friend, hear me today. At the moment they no longer became innocent, and that means they became guilty before God. Amen. You understand? And then what happened in their life is that immediately when they become guilty, and they did the only thing they knew to do, and they went and hid themselves amongst the trees. And I'm going to say that, and I'm preaching this with permission this morning. I want everybody to know that, all right? But listen, the other night, I was going to meeting. Brother J.J., I was heading down your way. And on Monday night, I got down about Robbins. And my wife called me on the phone. And she said, honey, you're going to have to get home. I said, what's going on? And she said, you two boys is lost in the woods. I said, how lost? Amen. How lost are they? And she said, they keep going in the wrong direction. And they've got no idea where they're at. If the Lord help me, I'd like to preach on this thought. I'm lost in the woods. Amen. I'm lost in the woods. That's where Adam and Eve found themselves. And my friend, lost in the woods. I asked Evan and Owen, if y'all wondering who it was, I asked Evan and Owen if it's all right. I said, your daddy is not interested. I mean, listen, Kim, I have no interest in embarrassing my family. I do everything I can to keep my arms around them, to protect them from religion and from religious people. Amen. But every now and again, something happens in their life that God uses by the Holy Ghost to stir me in a mighty big way. And so I give you 3, 4, 5 things and I'll be done. I'll say this to you first of all. I ask them this. I was talking to them and I said, how in the world did y'all get lost in the woods? Let's just be honest for the minute. How many of y'all have been lost in the woods? Amen. Oh, yeah, thank God there's been a few of us. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. I asked them, I said, how'd you get lost? I asked them when we got back home. Here's the reason for it. I said, how in the world did y'all get lost in the woods? And Evan said this. He said, I was a following Owen. Amen. And he said, Owen said that there was a sniper tree out there. And he said, we was going after it. I said, son, why in the world was you going after something that you did not know existed, or that you knew did not exist, rather? And I'm telling you, the Lord started, that boy started plugging in my heart. I said, that's how everybody gets lost. Amen. And they're going after something that does not exist. Amen. And trying to do what they can and to try to get a hold of something. And this is what they said, Tanner. He said, we got out there and it's just a little further, just a little further, just a little further. But with every step, going after something they couldn't reach, it's getting further and further away from home. Amen. I'll tell you what happened in Adam and Eve's life. The very same thing. That boy, the devil showed up one day and he said, there's a tree over there. He said, that tree will make you wise. But I'll tell you what it done. It produced fools. Amen. I want you to hear me today, friend. It's an awful lot of folks in this world that they're going after things and that'll never satisfy their heart. Amen. But the whole time they're after it, they're getting more and more lost. Amen. I mean, hear me today, dear neighbor. I thought about there's folks that are going after fame. There's folks going after fortune. There's folks going after fun. Amen. And you know what they say? They say, well, if I could make another dollar, boy, if I could just, get another follower. Amen. Somebody help me right there. Look here, thank God. Last time I checked, hey man, we ought to be following God and not being interested in a whole bunch of folks falling after us. Amen. They ain't got no friends. Thank God 475,000 Facebook friends are not friends. Amen. They don't got nothing to do with the message. It's just right. Amen. I'm saying this, thank God. We're in the pursuit of faith.
that do not exist. I'll tell you what will happen at the end of your life. Everybody look up here at me. I'll tell you what will happen at the end of your life. We've already got a record of it. You'll find it in Ecclesiastes at chapter number 2. Solomon stood up and he said, I got men servants and I got women servants. I had men singers and I had women singers. He said, I've got vineyards, I've got houses. He said, I've got all these things. And at the end of his life, he said this, it's nothing but vanity and vexation of the spirit. Amen. You know what that means, thank God? That means at the end of his life, it was nothing to hold on to. Thank God, look here. You had the biggest house. Amen. You could have a house built like Biltmore. Thank God, you could have more followers than the Kardashians. Have more money, thank God, in the bank than all of Fort Knox. Hey, listen. But you're going to die one day. Amen. Thank God, hear me today. And at the end of the time, all the followers ain't going to be able to help you. All the dollars ain't going to help you, thank God. But I'm sure enough glad. Boy, I got something that I'm a holding on to. That's a holding on to me. Amen. It may not look like much down here, but thank God, hear me, dear friend. What a day, what a day. When we close our eyes in death, cast them on the blessed Son of God. Hallelujah, amen. I'm glad I'm saved, amen. Oh, yes, thank God. Hey, was a falling after them. And there's a having a good time, amen. And that's what lost folks do for a while, Brother Christian. They say, man, this is fun. And we having the time. I've never seen one beer commercial. I've not one shown somebody down in the ditch. I've never shown not one. Listen to me, I've not shown. I've not ever seen not one commercial. For Michelob, they always having the time of their life. But I'll tell you this, you will know what it really looks like. You come meet us on a door knocking night. And we'll go out and we'll knock on a few doors. And we'll knock on some doors where when you walk up, you got to kick the bottles out of the ground. And thank God when you show up in that place, you'll find out the good time's over, amen. And there's a lot of heartache left there. But I tell you this, thank God. When I wake up tomorrow morning, I wake up in my right mind. I still have a hold of God, amen. I mean, it's good to be saved, thank God. Oh, hear me, friend. I was thinking about Owen and Evan. And no doubt they was laughing. And as I having the time of their life. But I'll tell you this, we've got a story about that in the book of Luke chapter 15. That boy, Brother John, he took off and he said he was going to go. I went to a far country and there he wasted his substance with riotous living. That boy is having a time. If you'd ask him in the middle of that, he'd have said, I got all the friends in the world. I'm having a big time. Amen. But oh, dear friend, when the money ran out and the friends were gone, he was kneeled down next to an old hog trough. Hey, you know what he was right then? He was lost in the woods. Amen. I've got to thinking about, number one, the reason why folks get lost. I watched it old Adam and Eve. Nothing's changed in the last 6,000 years. We still going after things that don't mean nothing with our backs against God and getting further and further away from God. Amen. Oh, hear me today. Allison, I started thinking about this and I want you to understand there came a point in time when they had to realize they were lost. Amen. Now, this is how this went. I'm going to tell it the best I know how, all right? If you want to know the original version, go ask one of them. Amen. But now, don't. That'll embarrass them. They don't want you to, all right? But here's what happened somewhere along that line. You know, the sun was shining. The birds was chirping. It's about 65 degrees. And they had no thought of how lost they were getting. But I'll tell you, when it started sinking in their heart, Jared, and when the sun started setting and they started getting cold, all the sun. And they started looking around and they followed this little stream this way and then they followed it this way and instead of getting closer, it was getting further and further away. And you know what happened at one point? Boy, I'm telling you, God got to help me with this. You know what happened that really helped them, Brother Tony? That's when they finally got to a place and that they quit trying to do it on their own. Hey, yes. Hey, listen, old Evan had his little phone and he picked up his phone and he called out to his mama and he said, I'm lost, amen. I'm lost, thank God. And boy, I remember the day I just caught up and I said, Lord, I'm lost, amen. I can't live like this no more. I thank God religion won't do it. And reading your Bible won't do it. And thank God, but it'll be a happy day. And when you just wave the flag and say, I'm lost, amen. Oh, I'm lost. Thank God, hear me today. I was thinking about that. Allison called the first time. I was driving, you understand. And she said, they're lost. And I said, okay. You know, there's lost, and then there's if you've got three boys, they're always lost. Amen. Amen. And I'm used to that sort of thing. And but boy, she said, I'm watching them. And you know, that little find my whatever on your phone. Yeah. And she said, I'm watching them. And she said, they're going further and further away. She said, you have to get home. You got to get home. And boy, I just pulled a little U-turn, you understand? I wasn't worried about meeting no more. I wanted to get home, find my boys. And I'm just telling you the best way I can, all right? But here's how this happened. I got home and I said, honey, what are you doing? Y'all understand, my wife's not in any shape to go running through the woods. How about I tell you what she done, Chris? And I'm telling you, you can't make this up. How about the whole time she's a talking, the Holy Ghost was saying, oh boy, amen. And she said, I'm a driving out here. And she said, I told him. And she said, can you hear my horn? And she's a hammer down on the horn. I thought, ever Sunday morning, ever Sunday night, ever Wednesday, I ain't got a horn, but I got a trumpet, amen. And I try to lift it up and holler the best I can and say, if you're lost, can you hear the sound of the Lord saying, come unto me, amen. Oh, hear me. She said that Evan said, yeah. And Tanner said, yeah, I hear the sound. And she said, honey, I don't understand. She said, they hear the sound of the horn, but they're still going the wrong way. Oh, Nathaniel. Boy, I got to thinking about how many folk I sat in this church, a service after service after service, and they hear the sound of the trumpet, and they hear it going off, Brother Joshua, and yet service after service, they still leave going the wrong way. Amen. I haven't said that he was trying to follow a creek, but he was following the creek the wrong way. Amen. Hey, you better be careful, thank God, which way you go. Oh, I thought about hearing this story. Oh, Adam and Eve, amen. As soon as they partake, and they're getting the wrong way. And you know what the Lord does, Julie? He steps out there, and he just says, Adam, where art thou? And you know what it says they done? And they heard his voice. But they still went the wrong way, amen. And they went and hid themselves. Oh, there's much to be said. Let me say this to you, dear sinner friend. If you had any idea how much God really was trying to love on you, you'd already thrown up your arms of rebellion and broke out from your seat and came running to the arms of an all-loving Savior. Amen. But instead, you're going headlong for hell, lost, and you know it. Amen. Oh, my. Oh, my. I got to thinking there's down there in that place. There's a realization that came to rescue. I'll tell you what happened. I called Evan. I said, Evan, I want to tell you something, son. I said, listen, you listening? He said, yeah, Daddy. He said, I'm trying to follow a creek. And I said, stop following anything. And I said, you just stay where you're at. I said, your dad's on the way. Amen. Hey. Woo! Hey. Oh, Benny. I got to thinking about the night I was lost. Amen. Amen. Thank God the sweet Holy Ghost came my way. way. I said, just stay where you're at. Help's on the way. Amen. I look here, friend. He said, Dad, my phone was working. He said, and I could see which direction. He said, but it quit working. And Ty, he didn't know where he was. But mine still worked just fine. Amen. I had a pretty good idea where he was. I told Allison, I said, don't worry about it. Hey, listen, Brother Matt, and I pulled in. And this might not be much preaching to you, but it's a testimony. How's that? I'm trying to mind the Lord best I can. And boy, I got to the house. And when I got to the house, I broke a run through the woods. And look here, there wasn't no walking. I was a running. And but listen, Doug, before I could run, I could still hear my wife. Honk, 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 honk. Oh boy, that helped me. That helped me, thank God. And she didn't care if the neighbors didn't like it. I wasn't interested in who was impressed by it. I just kept sounding the trumpet and with the hogs that they'd find their way home. Amen. Amen. I can't help that preaching's falling out of style. That's not my problem. It's not my problem to make it palatable. I'm not trying to change it for the next generation. My responsibility is to stand right where I'm standing at. I lift up the same voice. I tell about the same cries. Amen. Listen. I tell folks there's a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. And the only way to do it is by Jesus. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Here's the best part to me. I'm telling to you how it happened. I got to, you know that little thing, y'all know. Y'all got an iPhone, you understand what I'm saying, but it's got that little bubble, and it says there's somewhere inside this bubble. And I was a running. I mean, Ethan, I was a going. I had a light. I had Jordan Potter's flashlight that he gave me, and I was so glad. I was never so glad to have something from him my whole life. I was running through the woods, Rodney. And now listen to me. Y'all listening real good? If y'all miss everything else, don't miss this, all right? I got to running up through there. And I had that light. Oh, yeah. I mean, I was a shining that thing, son. I mean, Justin, I was a shining it. And I said, hey, boys. I said, can you see my light? Yeah. And Evan said, no, but I hear your voice. Woo! Hey! Hey! He said, I hear you. I said, follow the voice and you'll find the light. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Amen. You know how you got saved by the grace of God? It says a voice one time. I've got to whisper it in your heart. I said, you're lost, but I came to save you. Amen. You say, preacher, I can't see the light. Can you hear the voice? You say, Brother Kevin, I'm waiting for the Lord to audibly tell me that he's wanting me to come. Are you waiting for it? I'll do it right here. Y'all listen. How many of y'all waiting for an audible voice? I mean, some of you probably are. So I'll tell it to you in an audible voice. Here's the way this thing works right here. Here's your audible voice in Revelation 22, verse 12. He said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to his work. It shall be. And the Bible said, blessed are they that do his commandments, they might have right out of the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. He said in verse 16, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify to you these things in the church. He said, I'm the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Amen. Oh, yes. We got there. I said, boys, how are you? They said, we're cold. It's dark. And Evan said, I'm hurt. And I said, oh, what a picture of a sinner. I mean, I was wanting to help him more than I could, Donnie, but I couldn't. Because what they was saying over here and what was happening in here was two different things. Do you know what happened, brother? Look here. Now, Evan would never let you know if he was upset anyway, but boy, whenever I topped that hill and old Owen saw me, him eyes was puffy. There'd been tears. Just look like conviction to me. Y'all call it whatever you want to. But as soon as soon as his daddy said, "I'm here, son."
Praise the Lord.
All of a sudden the tears went away. The fears went away. The sorrow went away.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Now don't get too excited. It's the Lord just give me this. And don't get too excited about it. But you know, from that point to the time that I rescued them to the time we got home, I never did leave them. Amen.
Hey.
Praise the Lord. Boy, I'll tell you what, thank God. I'll tell you what happened. We got up here and I had that bright light. Now listen, this, man, I'll preach to you a while. That's all right.
Amen.
I had a bright light and it showed me the path. Evan had his phone and I gave Owen my phone. That light wasn't bright enough for the path, but it was bright enough for their feet. I wish there's a Bible verse said something like that. Wouldn't that be a blessing? Amen. Wouldn't that be a blessing? At work that way, and I was talking to him. I'm about done preaching, but I was talking to him on the way back. We caught Kyle. We went over some hills. We went down in some valleys.
Amen. Go ahead.
It was dark the whole time, but we had a light.
Amen.
It was dark. And we was going through them valleys. We crossed over some creeks. There's a time they slipped and about fell. But boy, old dad was close enough to them. They weren't going to go too far.
Right.
There was one place out there, Mary, that it required some faith. There's a creek that had to be crossed, and it was a too big a step for Owen. Old dad just got on the other shore, just reached his hand back and said, "Come on, son. Come on, son." Hey, Jess, he had to believe that his dad was strong enough to pull him across. Amen. I'm telling y'all what, I don't know if y'all's with me or not, but boy, it's like this right here in my soul right now. Amen. I mean, thank God it's a mighty good day in my life when I'm coming, I'm standing in a spot, and I say, I don't know if I can make it, but the mighty long arm of God reaches to where I am and says, come on here. Amen. We walked, and I about forgot about Adam and Eve, but it's the same story. It's the same story. It's the same story. They went and was lost. He came after them. They tried to hide. He found them, rescued them up. He said, "You no longer got innocence. I'll take care of that. I'll go over there and make two coats of skins. I'll cover you no longer with innocence, no longer with fig leaves, but thank God with bloodshed." Amen. He said, "I'll take care of it." But oh, listen, here's how we went. We was going home. And when he was going home, I had both of them, Stephen. We was just talking fellowship. And they was glad to see me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Guarantee they was, wasn't they, Stephen? Amen. Glad to see me. And we was walking through the woods, and we was just talking. And I was trying to tell them about how to triangulate if they was ever lost in dark and that sort of thing. How to find your way around, that sort of thing. And boy, then something happened, got real good. And I'm telling you, took everything I could not to shout and scare half my neighborhood. Zach, when I topped the next hill, I seen the lights of home.
Hey. Hey. Yeah. Praise God.
We was walking through there, and I said, "Boys, there's the lights of home. Yuns was lost, but your dad rescued you. We've been over a few obstacles, through a few valleys, and over a few hills. Boy, when they saw the lights of home, they said, 'Dad, we got it from here.'" Amen. Thank God, thank God. I'll tell you this, they knew inside the house. Hey, listen, you know what happened? Oh, praise the Lord. Amen.
Hey.
Boy, this helps me, Joshua. Amen. They got inside the house, and you know what happened, Brother Donnie? And so when they was on the outside, they was cold. But as soon as they got on the inside, they wasn't cold no more. Amen. I came home from the meeting, praise God. Looked over and seen Evan. He had band-aids on every part of his body standing out. Amen. He had 32 down on every wound he had. And you know what I knew? As soon as he got home, he wasn't hurting no more. Hey, listen, as soon as Owen walked in the door, he wasn't tears no more. Amen. I'm telling you this, thank God. We might get a little cold. It might get a little dark. But praise God, just across the next hill, that may be the lights of home. Amen. We'll be glad then.
I don't know where you're at today, but I'm going to tell you this. Little doubt in my mind, there's folks in this room that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. Lost. Adam and Eve was lost in the woods, hiding themselves and camouflaged on map, Joey, where they felt like they could hide. But in Jamestown, Tennessee, and in Scott County, in Morgan County, you know where the best place for sinners to hide is? Right inside the house of God. Sing the songs, nod the head, say the amen. But they know right down in here, lost. Up here, they, Brother Darrell, they don't want nobody to know it. They said, you know, you only knew how hard it took Evan to make that call. Lost. But I'm going to tell you this. The Lord only came to save people that were lost. Amen. I've cleared my heart. Stand to your feet. I feel like that's where the Lord had me stop.